Just going to share a closing thought. Coming back to Mother's Day, hopefully it applies to mothers, but to all, and I will keep it short. I've been reflecting on, in terms of my, just some of the things in my own walk, but I was thinking this morning, seeing this thought, this is that the Matthew chapter 7, when you're on the spot, sometimes your ability to quote a verse fails you, even if it's as familiar as possible. Matthew 7:13. Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is broad that leads to destruction. There are many who enter through it. For the gate is small and the way is narrow that leads to life, and there are few who find it. Particularly verse 14. For the gate is small and the way is narrow, the way is difficult, the way is compressing. I think depending, you can get a lot of different translations about that. That leads to life, and there are few who find it. I was thinking this morning about Mother's Day. I was thinking about how, for me, the more that I journey through now being a parent, I've been 9.5 years, the more I understand what my mother did for me. I think as a child, it's harder to see that. Maybe if you're an older child with really young siblings, maybe then it might be easier to see the sacrifice your mom is making. But as a husband, you definitely get more of a picture of the sleepless nights and everything. It goes on and on. And then the patience with the crying child that I think only a mother can give. To me, I just, it astounds me. And all of these things, and if I were honest, I'd just say I want to spend more time reflecting on how my mom actually did that for my brother and I, and I'm sure everybody else could see that. And I was just writing a note to Whitney this morning on Mother's Day, and I said something to the effect of, you know, I know in this journey of being a mom, there's many difficult days, but I'm grateful as a husband, and it's easier for me to say this because I spend my days at the office working and she spends them at home with the children. So I see that, but I just said, like, I see how in those difficult days when I come home and she'll share with me a challenge she was having with one of the kids, I just see how, you know, what a, we can just become bitter and frustrated because of that situation. But I looked at it and I thought, you know, it's an opportunity. Obviously, we recognize it's an opportunity to grow in the Lord when we go through a challenging time. But I also saw, too, you know, this is a way that we as husband and wife can grow closer together, because it's just being able to agree, okay, we need to pray about this or whatever. And so I was thankful for that. The other thought that ran through my mind, we talked about this verse, and it's just been, this is maybe more now, hopefully just broadly, but it is clearly, you know, we go through those things, and probably in those days that we get tried and we get tested, at the end of the day, we may come away going, I would like to do something differently. If I could go back and handle that situation with that child differently, I would do it differently. You know, we're learning, we're growing. Maybe not. Maybe I'm the only one that looks back at different things in my life and says, if I could do that differently, I would do that differently. And in Hebrews, it talks about how Jesus learned obedience from the things that he suffered, or he was perfected. And then it talks about the natural priests of the Old Testament, and it says of them, it says that they could deal gently with the people that they were serving, because they themselves also were beset with weakness. Strangely, that's a verse I've always been drawn to, because I've seen how, in the years of walking with the Lord, how through my own weakness and my own failings, it's actually God's working to shape me. God's working to make me more gentle, more kind, more compassionate. I've been doing the work that I do. I've been working for this company for 23 years. And I find a lot of times in my work, there can be a reluctance to share your own mistakes. You don't want to highlight your own mistakes. I remember one time years ago, a guy in my profession, you have to take exams to get to do this, like make many jobs. And I remember somebody failed one. And it's always like, oh, okay, well, we had 8 people in the office, right? One person failed, you know, and you just feel like you're the low of the low. I remember one time sitting with him for half an hour, this individual, and I just shared with him all the mistakes that I shared with him for 30 minutes mistakes I'd made in my career. And I just said, you know, I'm still here. And I said, if that's not enough, just come see me because I got a boatload more I could share with you. And then I left him. It's just like, you know what? It's amazing to me because the Spirit of God can produce a gentleness and a humility in a person. There's one person that had gentleness and humility, even though they never stumbled, they never sinned. It astounds me, but it is amazing. Jesus Christ, it says, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden. And this, another translation says, all you who have worked to exhaustion. Come to me, all you who have worked to exhaustion, because you will find rest for your souls. And I'm gentle and I'm humble of heart. That's amazing. I want to be gentle and humble of heart. I have a longing to be gentle and humble of heart. And I'm not there yet. And I see, though, that the difficulties, that the mistakes, I do make mistakes. I'm desiring to be like Jesus, but I am not Jesus. And praise God, he gives us his Spirit to work in us. But man, I see my failings. And at the same time, I don't want to lose heart. We've been studying Hebrews and it says that, what does it say? It says they always go astray in their hearts because they don't know my ways. They don't understand that this is it. This is the way. It's difficult. It's compressing. It's challenging. And that can be different things. It can be difficult and compressing and challenging because we're taking up our cross and we're denying ourselves and we're following Jesus. That is absolutely one way. But the way of following the Lord, if our heart is to say, I want to follow the Lord, every person in this life will go through difficulties and challenges and trials, whether we serve the Lord or not. The hope that we have, I was at a function and I ran to my childhood best friend this week. And we were talking and he just said to me, we were talking about some things and he just said, man, it's amazing to think people do this without Jesus. I said, I know. I've been thinking the same thing, to go through this life without Jesus. And to do that, it's amazing to me. But I think in this life, we have, and obviously on Mother's Day, to me, it's near and dear to my heart right now because of just seeing some of my own weakness and my own shortcomings and just thinking, man, Lord, let it produce in me something, right? We can go through trials, and it says, consider it all joy when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance and it can have its perfect work. And then what happens when you sin? You stumble. And the devil says, well, this doesn't produce the perfect work because you stumbled or you sinned. And I had this discussion with the devil in the last couple of weeks. And I said, well, no, there's another passage. And it says, no discipline seems joyful in the moment, but to all who are trained by it, it will yield the peaceable fruit of righteousness. And I thought, okay, now I have hope either way. If I'm going through a trial and I haven't stumbled, it can produce something in me. If I've stumbled and God's disciplining me, it can produce something in me. I have hope either way that Jesus Christ can work in me. And I just, so it's on my heart the last couple of weeks. I wanted to keep it short, but I was thinking of that. Admittedly, in the context of mothers, God has given mothers a character that husbands, we don't have. And I praise God for it. I praise God for my wife and for my mom, and just to see how God has made us different, perfectly different, I could say, so that we can serve different roles in the home. And yet for each one of us, in our perfect difference, God is also looking to change us and make us more like him. And he's doing that in similar ways, by allowing us to be shaped and sanctified in this compressing way. But we can't lose heart, because it says that this is the way that leads to life. The devil would tell you, just find an easier way. Just, there's got to be something easier. Oh, you can have this world. I mean, that's the spiritual sense. You can have this world and have Jesus too. But even just in our homes and that, just to be encouraged, to say, Lord, at times it's difficult. At times it's a difficult road. Raising kids can be difficult. Raising a lot of kids can be difficult. We crossed the border yesterday. I think both times they got out and they had to see all the kids. Are these all yours? You know? And we're not even a big family in this fellowship. I say we're average in our fellowship. But it's not a difficult, I mean, it's not an easy road. How many of you hear this all day? I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you do it. You know what? You know how we do it? We do it by depending on Jesus Christ. Leaning on him and knowing we're not blind. Yeah, it is difficult. But in that difficulty, let's not lose sight of the fact that, you know what, God can change us and make us gentle and humble of heart, make us like our Savior. He says, go and learn what this means. I desire compassion. He desires humility. That's what he's looking for. He's looking for character, the character of Jesus Christ. And he's in the business of producing that in us. Strange Mother's Day encouragement for you this morning. But I hope it does offer you. I've been just reflecting on it, and I can say it's hard being humbled. It's hard being disciplined. It's hard being sanctified. But man, there's nothing greater. There's nothing greater knowing it leads to life.